the fastest. And this gonna be a little quick one. There's some thoughts I've been having a lot lately, more than any other time I could say. I'm gonna get right into it. So I think in a time like now, we are so conditioned to look at everything that we don't have to the point we neglect and don't appreciate the things we do have, right? Like, for instance, I noticed that for me, I always want more. I'm never satisfied. I always want more. And I had to sit back one day and was like, damn, I really have done and obtained a lot. I've accomplished a lot. It don't mean I have to settle and become satisfied and lose my hunger, but I should also appreciate what I've already done. And it's kind of like this old ass saying when they be like, well, we look at things different. You looking at the glass half full and opposite way half empty. Okay, so I think that's so true. And what's going on now, because I don't think social media play a part for me personally, but with a lot of people, it does. We all want what we don't have, and we lose sight of what we got because we're trying to keep up with social media stuff. And it's weird because we comparing our lives to people who only post on social media, when 9 times out of 10, the stuff you posting on social media ain't really your life. Nobody posts everything that they go through on social media. They only post the good. When they post the bad, they not telling you how bad it really is. If they do, that's one in what? 100? Like, I've noticed some people really was like comparing the ages of when rappers made it compared to what they doing, and they not even in the same field of career. Like come on now. You can't think that you out here trying to be you can't be out here trying to be a mechanic and you upset that you're not bringing in what little baby bringing in. Two different lives, two different career paths. Some stuff just different. We can't compare what we got to what we seeing on social media. Then this is another thing. This is another thing I want to speak on this too. And this pissed me off. Now, y'all remember when Lil Durk proposed at his show? I seen people talking about he done set the bar. What bar for who? He ain't raised nothing over here. I ain't trying to do what he did. How he set the bar for people who don't do what he do? How he set the bar for... How y'all... Every woman don't want the same thing. Ain't setting no bar for nobody but you, because you look up to that. But also, I don't like how social media, like, I don't like how we just looking at certain stuff because what other people saying and doing. Like, all right, this is another thing. Dang, I got to bring him up again. All right, like Durk. When Durk talked about, he was more attracted to his woman because she ain't got a lot of bodies. I seen some people shame him for that. I seen some people get highly offended about that statement, calling people hypocrites and stuff like that. But this the thing. Everybody don't have the same standard. Just because somebody will want something don't mean he gonna get it. For instance, just because you don't want a woman or a man with a lot of bodies don't mean you're not going to fall for one that got a lot of bodies. Just because this person prefers that don't mean that's what they're going to get. And also, just because he don't want a person with a lot of bodies don't mean she not comfortable knowing that at one point he was a hoe. These are two different things. Like, and people really be getting upset by what they saying on social media to the point they bringing it home and comparing what they got to that. It is ridiculous to me. Like, some people, like, for instance, some people really want to appreciate a partner that's willing to get down in the mud with you when you're going through your worst times. They don't appreciate that. They pushing them away. I was listening to this song. It's crazy. My sister put me onto this song. They made me realize how bad I be doing people when I'm going through it, because I know I push everybody away personally. I don't really like people sitting me down. But then I also realize, why are we pushing away the people that want to help us? Where we get this, we can't be vulnerable around people from. You know, we don't want to see people there for us because we don't want them to see us going through natural emotions. It's stupid. It makes no sense. This is what people go through. You're not the only one going through it. We need to appreciate the fact people want to do stuff for us, because there's not a lot of people that will. People are very selfish. We sit here and complain about everybody being fake and selfish, but won't appreciate the real when we got them. Come on, man. It's stupid. It don't make no sense. I done seen people get upset for accomplishing team goals because as an individual, they didn't stand out enough. What is that? So you can't appreciate what we just accomplished because you didn't look as good as you wanted to. And that hurt. Because sometimes that's when you understand the fact that y'all all came together to do it, not being appreciated because somebody else rather stand out. Everybody had a certain time where they the best at something. As a team, we supposed to be the best at what we the best at. I'm a great writer amongst the people I'm around. But that don't mean I'm supposed to be the best at everything that we doing. I appreciate that I might be the best writer. But my homie, he the best as far as finances go. And guess what? I appreciate that, because you know why? Teach me something, homie. Let me learn from you. Let's build this thing up together. We move this into our families. Move this into our businesses and our companies. People don't think like that, though. We don't appreciate that. We rather get mad and throw shots. What? We turn it into a competition between each other because we can't appreciate what one another got. Everybody ain't meant to be in competition with you. We mess up genuine things because we can't appreciate it. It's weird. I done seen people compare present to previous relationships all because certain stuff felt different. Why the hell you compare something that's living right now to what died? That relationship is dead. You're not supposed to feel the same feelings that you had with that person, with this person. You're supposed to appreciate who this person is now, what they bringing in to you. But people can't do that. They don't appreciate what they got new. Cause they so caught up in what they used to have that didn't work. It's weird. It's stupid. Then we don't even appreciate the truth no more. Nah, we gotta find a way to call it a lie. We gotta find a way to try to justify why certain things was what it was. No, just appreciate the fact you getting the truth and let it be that. Now, if you're gonna move on to how you're gonna move on it, that's on you. But you can't discredit what's a proven fact. But people love to do that. It's weird. We want so much but can't appreciate what we have. Why the hell do we deserve more then? It don't make sense to me. What would make things different by us achieving more if we don't appreciate what we got now? How you know you gonna appreciate something then? We don't. I remember working at this one job, and we got a 3-day weekend. I appreciated that 3-day weekend. I ain't appreciate the 2-day weekends though. Oh, why couldn't I get another day? Oh, we need 3-day week. Man, I didn't even sit there and value that time I had because I was so upset that it wasn't enough time. Still wanted more. And people do that. We do it. I know sometimes as humans, that's what we do, but why can't we just appreciate what is? Take what is and let it be that. People be like, it is what it is. I accept things for what it is. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because as soon as you get upset, you bring about what could be or what should have been. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I'm an overthinker. I do it bad. I'm always thinking how things could go, how they should have went. I think about all of that stuff. Now, once I finally come to grips, all right, this how it is. All right, I'm done. Move forward. No more what could be, what should have, none of that. But leading up to that, I'm always thinking about it. I can accept things for what it is. I just got to learn how it got to this point. Know what I'm saying? But naturally, we don't always do that. We got to learn to just accept things as they are. Appreciate what we have so we can move on, man. We be getting caught up in all the wrong stuff. Stuff that don't make no sense. Why? Really ain't the answer to it. But like I said, this was going to be a quick one. Y'all stay tuned. Got some more comments for you. And your boy out.